I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's got different strategies, but things you've been emphasizing. You know, week one, thought we started, much faster. We made a couple plays early, got us going. I thought we were clean, not a ton of, pre-snap, self-inflicted wounds. That was not the case the other night. So those are tough lessons learned, no matter who's in there, whether it's a second team, third team. You can't beat yourself. I mean, there's going to be penalties that happen that you coach, technique stuff, but I call them penalties of aggression when the ball snap. But the ones that bother you the most are the four, I believe we had three false starts in a legal formation.
So that's Arthur Smith talking about some of the unforced errors the Steelers offense made. We only saw the first team offensive line for a quarter, and they barely got out there because they went they punted a couple of times, and you had an interception thrown by Mason Rudolph. So the first preseason game is clean as clean could be. The second preseason game, things to work on. Don't expect we'll see many of the regulars coming up on Thursday night. Jeff Hathorn joins us now, Odyssey Sports Director. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Good morning to you, Jeff.
Morning, guys. Come on, they just wanted to see the punting competition. That was the big thing.
I mean, Jeff, that's the number one story. Who do you think's going to win the punting competition, Jeff?
I still think Cam, but Corliss has had a really good camp. I mean, listen, if the experience and the contracts were equal, I think Corliss would have a really good shot. But, I mean, they brought in Cam. They thought he was a difference maker and obviously dealt with the injury last year where he missed all but a game. And I still think they think he can be an elite punter, and that probably is what separates him from Corliss.
Jeff, we've asked the question this morning. Now that training camp is over, it seems like a good time to ask this question because we don't know what's going on at practice right now. You do. You've been there. You'll continue to be there. But what things do you feel better about now that training camp and two preseason games are in the book? And what things would you say you feel worse about now that you've seen all these practices and preseason games?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough with all the starters out to really get an evaluation, but I feel better about the offensive line. I mean, I know there were some mistakes that Arthur just went over, but there wasn't anything where you came away from either of those games and went, damn, or, the quarterbacks are running for their lives or they're just not, they don't seem in cohesion and they don't even have Sayamalo out there. So I feel better about the O-line. Maybe it's just because they're the guys out there. I feel better about, Thornhill and Clark, or that, those guys can play the game. They're not going to be in those roles They're not going to be needed in those roles, but at least it seems like both those guys are competent players that are going to help this defense, or at least not hurt it. I think last year at times, and Peyton Wilson alluded to it at the beginning of camp, that they had to scheme some things to kind of protect themselves from guys that, you know, weren't playing at a higher level. And I don't think that's going to be a situation for them this year.
Jeff, how do you feel about the running back room? That's a big question mark for me personally, because Jaylen Warren becoming a first-time starter, I don't know if he can carry the load. I don't know if he can shoulder the load for a 17-game season. Kenneth Gainwell is a third-down running back. And then Caleb Johnson, we've seen what he's been able to do, at least in preseason games, and he's a rookie. How do you think this room, running back room as a whole, is going to be this year when it's all said and done?
Yeah, it is a question mark. I mean, I like the opportunity for Jaylen Warren. I mean, the guy's earned it. He's done everything that you want. But you're right, Dorn, to that point. I mean, he's never carried that type of volume on his back. And we're going to see how he can do that. I mean, I know there was step forwards for Caleb and he had a nice couple of runs. I don't know what he was running against, especially in that third quarter. He still at times seems timid. It's more so in the first game and then in the second. Maybe this is just a rookie kind of working his way through this. But maybe the expectations were way too high. But, you know, I think there's more to see from him. Gainwell, to your point, I think he is a third down back. And I think he could be used in different ways on third down. It might be effective on third. But I don't know if I want to hand him the ball a lot on first and second.
Jeff Hathorn, Odyssey Sports Director, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Reports indicate, players have told reporters that the two-minute drill didn't go all that well against Tampa Bay and that it was a four and out. Also, that seemed to be a theme in training camp, too, when they would run the two-minute situation, that it didn't look all that good. Any concern there about the first-team offense? Because that's one of the times whenever you would see them all out there together.
Yeah, I mean, listen, at the end of camp the last week or so, you felt good about the rhythm the first-team offense was in. On that two-minute drill, you didn't feel too great about the first-team offense. Now, I think Tampa's probably one of the better defenses in the league, especially up front. They've got some guys that can cause havoc, but you still want to be able to see it. Now, that being said, they were 6-1 on 7 shots, so I guess that's good. But, yeah, I mean, there's until you see that first-team offense with Aaron Rodgers on the field, and even if they were to play – Saturday against Carolina. Carolina's not playing their starters. So, I mean, until you see it in New York, I think all of us, no matter how much practice we've watched, even the coaches are still going to be a little like, okay, let's see what we got. They seem confident of it, but I still think, and hey, they're looking to bring in potentially a number two receiver. So, I still think they have some questions in the backfield, as Dorn brought up, being one of them.
Do you think Gabe Davis is a lock to get signed here? I mean, they brought him in, what, a couple months ago, about a month ago, 2 months ago, and now they're going to bring him in again. Like, do you think he's an absolute lock to get signed here?
I mean, he's still going to go through tests, and there's still a chance that they may not like what they see, but I would be surprised if they would go to the trouble of bringing a guy in a second time and not sign him. Listen, the dude's only 26. So, I mean, he's not a 30-something guy that they brought in. I mean, this guy should still have some mileage. I know he didn't have the year last year. But, guys, if you're looking at the receiving core, and if you take out Calvin Austin, you're talking about a receiving core other than beyond Metcalf that had no touchdowns last year. None. To that entire group, except Metcalf. Now, when Austin returns, you add four, but it's just four. Like, I can understand why they need help. And I know Skowronek and Miller play great special teams, and I know Roman, you know, could make a big jump, much like, you know, Calvin did last year, and he's shown some flashes. But I absolutely understand why they're looking for another receiver, even if Calvin is number two, and even though that you're going to use your tight ends a lot. So it's not – I'm not looking at it like, oh my gosh, they have to get this, because their tight ends are going to be used a lot in the pass game. But to add another person to that receiver room will be good.
Jeff Hathorn with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Has Tomlin approached preseason the right way, in your opinion, Jeff?
as far as the games and using guys?
Right.
I would like to see them be more aggressive, especially with so many new guys, and just get a few reps in the preseason. I'll use the Tomlinism on him. I mean, you can't play scared, or that's not the Tomlinism, but you know what I'm saying. I mean,
scared money don't make money.
Yeah, you can't play not to lose. I mean, I understand there's injury concerns, and I'm not putting him out there for a half, but for a series or two, yeah, I think I may have wanted just to see it, just so I've got a little bit more tape. I mean, one of the things they've talked about is all the tape they got in the Tampa practice, and that's great. But maybe just a little tape from a preseason game wouldn't have been that bad.
Jeff, we don't anticipate Will Howard playing Thursday, right?
No.
Okay. So he's not going to play Thursday. Do you think that the Steelers put him on short-term IR and keep Skylar Thompson on the active roster? Because I just don't know if they really want to go down the road of putting Will Howard on the practice squad and open him up to other teams to maybe poach him.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way that Will Howard gets on the practice squad. Now there is a potential, to your point, that injury is worse, but they've got 2 weeks, and they didn't have surgery on it. Again, don't expect him in this game on Thursday, but I think they'll just release Skylar Thompson and take their chances at that point. I think Skylar's done a great job considering the lack of reps that he's had, but I think they want to have Will get opportunities. And I guess we'll find out really how bad this wrist is. I mean, yeah, there's some things I could tell you, but I can't because it was a closed practice. So that's why I'm stumbling along here. But I think Will will be on the roster, and I think he should be good to go for the beginning, for the start of the season. And even if he is still a little banged up, they've got two quarterbacks and probably have, you know, Skylar on speed dial.
You don't expect any names to play on Thursday, right?
I mean, I don't, but I'm not fully settled into how Tomlin approaches with only three preseason games.
Yeah.
And I always look back at this that, you know, Aaron played the last preseason game his first year with the Jets. Now, they had four then, but it's not unprecedented for him to play in a preseason game. So I guess there's a chance that a few more guys could play, but it'd be interesting because Carolina's already said, we're not playing anybody. So I don't know what you gain if now you put your starters out in that last preseason game.
Yeah. Did you glean anything from Smith and Austin yesterday, the coordinators?
It seemed to me that Beanie Bishop is on a very thin wire to make this team. I mean, going from a starter, a guy who's one of the best stories from last year, that he's still got some work to do. Like, he needs to show something Thursday to make this team offensively. I mean, we talked about the receivers, even though and another guy, Brandon Johnson, was brought up. It just, as they were talking, just kind of got the feeling like, okay, they're probably going to add something to this room. That and, you know, it seems like they feel good about the offensive line going in. They feel like they've gotten some good work and they've started to put it together, and they're going to feel confident about that against the Jets.
Jeff, very good. We appreciate the time. And we will talk to you on Thursday.
Thank you, boys.
Game day.
The last preseason game.
That's right. That's already right. We'll be doing 12 hours of pregame here on 93.7 The Fan. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff. Boys.
That is the great Jeff Hathorn. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You could tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Are you smarter than a plumber with a twist? Coming up at the bottom of the hour, up next, we will react to some of the things Jeff had to say there.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Thanks to Jeff Hathorn for joining us in the last segment. We'll talk to Jeff again on Thursday prior to Steelers and Panthers. Panthers have announced they're not going to start their guys. Jeff said he wouldn't totally rule out the Steelers playing guys. I think it's unlikely, though.
Very. Very.
Could you make the argument, though, that it would be better to play against backups?
I can make the argument that it would be better to play the last preseason game because it's closer to the season.
If you're talking about rust, if you're talking about timing, just getting on the same page, you'd have 2 weeks instead of two and change, three. Yeah, I buy that.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, the whole preseason. Like, I would flip it. I would flip it as the NFL, honestly. I would make the first preseason game backups, like the guys trying to make the team, maybe a little bit more the next preseason game. The last one would be the dress rehearsal.
Yeah, it is kind of bizarre. Like, we saw it last night with Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
And with Washington, which, it was nice to have a nationally televised game. Joe Burrow took a couple of sacks. Real quick on them. Their offensive line blows.
Yep.
Real quick on them. Their defense blows.
Yep.
Joe Burrow took two sacks. One, he's running around like a chicken with his head cut off, and Troy Aikman's like, get down, Joe. And then you saw Jaden Daniels score a rushing touchdown. And then after he scored, he was asked by the sideline reporter, hey, why didn't you get down? And he said, I wanted to score.
Yeah.
You can't take the competitiveness out of these guys.
No, not at all.
Like, I made fun of Mason Rudolph for scrambling on a third down, coming up a couple of yards short, but a 7-yard scramble, and he got kind of clobbered. And I'm like, man, what are you doing? Well, what he's doing, he's trying to make plays.
Yeah, he's playing football. You can't play football 90%. You have to play it 100%.
I would imagine, and you've been through this a lot, that if you're out there and you're playing your ass off.
Yep.
And you're playing to win. And you're not thinking, oh, this is a preseason game. You're trying to beat the guy across from you. Which is why I wouldn't play these guys. And we'll get into that later on in the show. Maybe we can take some calls on this and whether or not it's a good idea, because the Steelers have had some decent starts of late, but they've crumbled down the stretch. So we'll get into that. One guy I don't think we're going to see, and Jeff kind of confirmed this, is Will Howard. which if you're not going to see Rodgers, the watchability level of this game. Watch for Pump. Watch for Charlie Batch. But it's going to be a tough watch.
Yeah. I mean, Mason probably still plays, though.
Yeah.
I mean, the quarterbacks will still play.
I don't think I would play him, though. He probably will. I'd go Skylar Thompson. Give him a full game trial. Honestly, let him play the whole game. And then have Logan
Woodside.
Oh, boy. You saved me, Dorian.
I did. Why did I just do that?
He saved me, Harry. I couldn't remember Woodside's last name.
What am I doing?
You can watch for this.
So Tampa gets on the board first. They take advantage of Mason Rudolph's interception, 7-0. We'll be back with the Steelers back on offense right here live at Acrisure Stadium.
You could watch for this.
All right, so that running into the roughing the kicker, whatever they call that, that's critical to this.
You could watch for this.
Irving's been running the ball with no success. This time he lines up, gets a pass. Peyton Wilson was back there, and that is a touchdown for Tampa Bay, and they take three off the board. They put three more on.
We joke, we kid. Nobody makes more mistakes around here than me. But you could watch for Bob and Charlie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I saw this just scrolling during the break. The For You tab always knows what's newsworthy, what's not. The ambassador to the United States from the United Kingdom has been lobbying for the Super Bowl to be in London at some point. We didn't beat y'all's ass in the American Revolution. Damn George Washington didn't go across that damn river so that one day we could play our Super Bowl in your stupid hoity-toity country. Let me tell you that, Mr. Ambassador of the UK.
Yeah, no way. No way.
Why don't you kiss my red, white, and blue ass? Steelers haven't played in a Super Bowl since they lost to Aaron Rodgers. Imagine like 5 years from now, Lenoris Sellers or Drew Aller or whomever leads the Steelers back to the promised land, and you're all excited to go to a Super Bowl, but you got to get your passport, you got to hop on a bird, fly across the Atlantic, and then you're eating fish and chips.
Yep. No way.
Hell no.
It's America's game.
When I wake up in the morning, Super Bowl Sunday, I want to eat and drink my face off. I want to have some chili, maybe a couple burgers, some chicken wings, 8 million Pilsner beers. Mm-hmm. I don't want to eat friggin' crumpets.
And a cup of tea.
And I have a cup of tea. Are you kidding me? Look, I get it. It's all about money.
We talk about college football. No, you never know.
I bet you it happens. I bet you at some point there's an overseas Super Bowl.
You think?
I do.
I think that there's going to be a team before that.
We might even see that. I think if you see a team, you'll see a Super Bowl over there for sure.
Yeah, good point.
And I do think London would be the first one because you see all these games over there. That does nothing for me.
No.
That would just piss me off.
Yeah, that'd be ridiculous.
Like, imagine being a Lions fan and you're finally good. You had Barry Sanders, his ass retires early. You have Megatron, his ass retires early. You finally have a good football team. Last year, oh man, you have a shot, but your entire defense gets hurt. Let's say you finally get back. Not get back. You finally get to a Super Bowl. Oh, where's it going to be this year? Glendale? No. Miami? No.
Vegas? No.
Nope, not in Vegas. In London. Our forefathers didn't die on battlefields so that one day they could take our game and play it over there. Okay, play the UEFA Champions League final over here in America. Tit for tat.
Didn't they bring FIFA here?
They have the world. We do have the World Cup, yeah. So we got their thing. But we're not taking their domestic.
Right.
Soccer championship and playing it over here. They don't even do it the right way over there. They're just like, oh, we're going to play 38 games and then the best two teams are going to play for the championship at the end of the year. They don't even have playoffs. No playoffs. And we're going to trust them with our Super Bowl?
You could never do that.
What?
You could never play there. I mean, it's America's game. It should be played in America.
One day we're going to see it played in London and it's going to be pay-per-view over here.
Oh.
You're going to have to pay $65 to watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have... Who are those guys that stand outside?
Yeah, the tall guy.
Yeah, they never move.
Right.
Those guards.
Yep.
That would be a fun bit, though. if the Steelers did play in the Super Bowl and we were hosting the show, we'd go over there and then we'd try to mess with those guys. But you know, I'd be the guy that would take it in the jugular. I'd make him crack.
You wouldn't.
He'd shiv me with his bayonet.
You couldn't make them crack. There's not one thing you could do to make them crack.
Oh, I'd rip him about the American Revolution, though. He could always retort back with War of 1812. That was probably a tie. Probably tied that one.
Tie.
And if you tie, that's probably a British thing. They like ties over there. Yep. They're all about the ties in soccer.
Mm-hmm.
What am I even saying anymore?
Don't know.
Thank you. Give us a ring in the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We did ask Jeff what he feels better about coming out of camp, and he did say the offensive line. So that seems to be true across the board.
Yeah, I mean, trust your eyes, too.
That's right.
You know, for everybody that's watches football, I mean, it's kind of cut and dry right there. I mean, you could just tell. Look at the pockets. And it's the first team offensive line except for Salem Alu. So, I mean, especially the tackles, they look pretty good.
I was hoping that we just wouldn't see Broderick Jones embarrass himself like he did last preseason. And I think he has been pretty good. You had a Troy Faltanu take you wanted to get out there to the people.
I mean, I've watched every single clip of his in the preseason. Every single one multiple times. I believe that he'll be an all-pro this year.
This year?
This year, right tackle. All-pro. Mark my words. What is it? What is today? August 19th, 2025, 7:30 a.m. Troy Faltanu will be an all-pro at the end of the season. All-pro tackle.
Well, we're going to have to unpack that a little bit more after Southside Jake coming up next.
Would love to.
Texter writes in, they're 5 hours ahead of us. Super Bowl will be played at like 2 or 3 p.m. No, they got to assimilate to our time. We kick the damn Super Bowl off at 6, whatever it is.
Hey, I wouldn't hate that, though.
No, shut it.
I wouldn't hate that.
Midday Super Bowl?
That'd be great.
No.
What do you mean?
Actually, you're right.
Great.
I'd be hungover by 8 and asleep by 8:47 and feel great the next day. Good point. They might not have indoor stadiums in London. Well, who cares?
What's the weather like in February, though?
It'll be chilly.
Chilly, or is it like the same here?
I don't know.
Okay.
In Harry Potter, it was always snowing around Christmas time.
That stupid movie.
Eight movies.
Movies.
All right. Are we smarter than Southside Jake? We will test our trivia knowledge against our great friend coming up next. And then we got to pull more at that thread. Doran thinks that Troy Faltanu is going to be an all-pro this season. It's basically his rookie year.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
That's right. Are you smarter than a plumber with a twist? Southside Jake texted us yesterday and he said, hey, I want to do X. And Dorn and I didn't understand it. So good morning, Jake. What's the new rules of engagement?
Special edition today, boys.
All right.
Special edition. So you're going to choose your own faith on the questions here today.
Okay.
Or fate, I should say. All right. So obviously three questions still, but I'm going to give you categories for each of the questions. And you guys pick the category you want the question for.
Okay.
How about that?
Cool.
All right. Let's start off here then. Our first question, the three categories you get to choose from is cover athlete, a day in sports history, and properties of a baseball.
Well, I think we can get properties of a baseball the hell out of here.
Yes. Cover athlete?
Let's do cover athlete.
Cover athlete. Good choice. I like this one. This former Atlanta Thrasher and Ottawa Senator was originally on the cover of EA Sports NHL 2004. A. Ilya Kovalchuk. B. Marian Hossa. C. Danny Heatley. Or D. Peter Bondra.
Repeat the question just one more time.
This former athlete that played for the Atlanta Thrashers and Ottawa Senators was originally on the cover of EA Sports NHL 2004. Do you need the
yes
answers again? A. Ilya Kovalchuk. B. Marian Hossa. C. Danny Heatley. Or D. Peter Bondra.
It's Heatley.
C, Danny Heatley, final answer, boys?
Yes.
You got it.
Nice.
Great job.
Woo! 1-0, baby!
If you recall, in that 2004, Danny Heatley was the original athlete. And then there were some off-the-ice antics that happened. And they switched it over to Joe Sakic halfway through production.
Ooh. Yeah, it was bad.
Was interesting.
It was bad, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, good job. Way to go.
Question two.
All right. Here we go. Question number two, a day in sports history. Name this player and NFL stadiums.
Name this player.
I'm with you. Look at you and me.
Mm-hmm.
Symbiotic. Bless you.
Oh, boy. Sorry. Excuse me. No, I got the dreaded summer flu going on.
I'm oh, okay. Well, then screw you. I mean, I offer up my blessing and the guy doesn't take it. Well, then my blessing, you know what?
No.
Hey, stuff this blessing in a sock. All right. Name a player.
I'll still take it. All right. This former player played for the Ravens and 49ers, amongst two other teams. Super Bowl champion, NFL Defensive Player of the Year, first round draft pick in 1987, and most interceptions returned for a touchdown. A. Deion Sanders. B. Ronnie Lott. C. Rod Woodson. Or D. Ty Law.
Oh, man.
Did Rod Woodson play for the 49ers?
I don't recall that. That was going to be my guess.
Ronnie Lott?
Who are the other two?
Oh, it's
Ty Law and Deion Sanders.
Deion.
Final answer.
Unfortunately, it was Rod Woodson.
Rod Woodson
played
for
the 49ers for like a minute.
I'm checking the record here.
Look it up.
Yeah, right after the Steelers, before he went to Baltimore. I totally blacked that out.
Wow.
I thought he went right from the Steelers to Baltimore.
So did I.
How about that? Congratulations on besting us, and now for the Moneyball.
Okay.
I knew Deion played for the Ravens, too. That's right. All right,
here we go. Name this NFL franchise. A day in sports history and properties of a baseball.
I kind of want to do sports history.
Okay.
Or are you going NFL teams? Harry, break the tie. NFL teams or this day in sports history?
I don't think I'm... okay, this day in history.
Wow. Let's go with NFL teams.
Okay, NFL teams. All right. Name this NFL franchise. Most NFL MVPs of all time. Four Super Bowls. Holds the records for the most wins by an NFL franchise. A, 49ers. B, New York Giants. D, C, Denver Broncos. D, Green Bay Packers.
It's Niners or Packers.
Right. MVPs. Montana, Young.
But Rodgers had four. How many did Favre have? He had to have been a multiple-time guy.
Yep.
Star. Mm-hmm. Flip a coin.
Packers.
Pack. Go, Pack, go.
Packers.
Cheeseheads.
Yep, you are correct. 49ers did have five Super Bowl wins, too, by the way.
Oh, and they have five. Good point by you. Get the hell out of here, Jake. Yeah. I don't hope you feel better.
You're not nice. You're not a nice person. Nice. Doran, how do you work with this guy every
day? It's tough.
Day?
It's tough. Thank God it's only 4 hours.
I know. All right, boys. Have a good day.
See you, Jake. You too, buddy. Southside Jake, Southside Plumbing and Heating.
I can't believe Rod Woodson.
I totally omitted that from my memory.
Did you know that?
No. Well, I knew it and forgot it. Does that count as knowing it?
Yeah. But I didn't know it at all.
I forgot
that. I had no idea. Did he play a season there?
Or one year. 1 year. He played 1 year there. Yeah. What are you smirking about back there, Harry?
Oh, you're just a bully. That's all.
What, because I asked for your advice and then we went the complete opposite direction?
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though you voted with me.
You're a bully.
That's okay. Comedy.
Yeah.
You go for the comedy. You always go for the joke.
The funniest thing anyone's ever heard. You're right. Yeah. Comedy.
Do we think Harry's a good judge of funny?
No.
Okay.
No.
Coming up next, Dorm with a hot take. Or maybe not. Last segment. He thinks Troy Faltanu is going to be an all-pro this season. We'll get into it. Also, the Penguins are for sale, and it's looking like it might be getting close. 50-minute mark on the Fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. So back earlier this summer, there were reports out there that Mario and Burkle and Morehouse were looking into buying the team back from the Fenway Sports Group. And Fenway Sports Group released a statement, we're selling minority shares in the Pittsburgh Penguins. Well, seems like it's more than that. Elliot Friedman, the Adam Schefter of hockey coverage up north, he reported yesterday there's still work to do, so no one should assume this is a done deal. But there's a group, the Hoffman Group, the Hoffman family, that is interested in buying the Penguins. The sale price, should it close, is expected to be in the $1.75 billion range. Now, Fenway bought the Penguins from Lemieux and Burkle for approximately $900 million in November 2021. So double it, pretty much. You're doubling that sucker. I think that would be out of the Lemieux-Burkle price range. Now, you could bring in other investors. I'm not going to pretend to know. I have done extensive research, though, on the Hoffman family, Dorn. And here's what I found out. They're from Chicago. That's it. That's all I got. I know Harry was back there. He talked about it on the early morning show. Harry, did you find anything else out about the Hoffman family? Because we got that they're from Chicago.
Yeah, there's a story on 937thefan.com. Our guy Andrew Lindbergh posted it yesterday evening. So it looks like they own ECHL's Florida Everblades franchise, and they also dabble in media and marketing, real estate, manufacturing, hospitality, transportation, agriculture, and more.
At least they're in the hockey game.
Yeah.
I like that.
Sure. So they're entrepreneurs, it seems like. They're everywhere doing a bunch of businessy things.
I went to Harry there thinking he would say the same thing we said, which was that they're from Chicago. He did not. He came with the goods. Look, it doesn't sound likely that it's going to be Lemieux and Burkle. Perhaps if it's the Hoffman group, knowing that Mario doesn't have the friendliest relationship with the Fenway Sports Group, maybe he gets cut in. Maybe he can be a part of the franchise in a way that he hasn't been since they sold the team. Maybe not. I don't know. I have no details on that. What I will say is, ownership absolutely matters, but it's kind of like sand through your hands. Like, it's not, I don't know, it's not tangible. Like, at last we saw the Lemieux group, the Burkle group, they hired Ron Hextall. So it's not like the last thing they did left a great stamp on the organization. I don't know that the Fenway Sports Group has done a bad job. I just think it was Ron Hextall screwing the pooch in a bad first offseason by Kyle Dubas. If you had a good offseason by Kyle Dubas, or Hextall hadn't totally sucked, maybe we feel better about the Fenway Sports Group now. I don't know.
I just feel like Pittsburgh's very unique, and especially Pittsburgh, the Penguins are unique to hockey. And I feel like you have to have some type of kind of family feeling for the Pittsburgh Penguins, knowing that you're going to go through this dark time. It'd be nice to know that it's ran by somebody that actually cares and not somebody that's actually looking to make a buck. And that's what the Fenway Sports Group was looking to do, to make a buck. And then they realized, like, oh, we can't just make a buck here. It's a little bit harder than we thought.
Yeah.
And now they're trying to sell. Now, they're going to sell for the most money possible. I mean, regardless.
They ain't just handing it to Lemieux.
No. They could care less. They're going to sell for the most money possible. So whoever is the highest bidder is going to get the Penguins. But in order for, in my opinion, in order for Pittsburgh to get back into the Pittsburgh Penguins through a bad time, it has to have that family feel to it. And that's what Lemieux brought to the table. Morehouse brought to the table years and years through the greatest experiences we've had, especially me and you growing up.
It's one thing to suck. It's another thing to suck when you've got sort of this leader, this faceless leadership.
Right.
I am with you on that. If there were Lemieux and Burkle behind the scenes, but specifically Lemieux, you would going trust through dark times, you would trust them.
Trust that they would have the best interest in the hockey club, in the hockey team, in the city.
And they would make decisions based on hockey first and foremost.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now you got the Boston group potentially selling it to a Chicago group.
It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
I wonder why Lemieux wants to get back in.
Pride.
Yeah.
Pride. There's nothing, in my opinion, just pride of not letting it go in sync in something that he built literally. And as a player and as an owner, just watching it and not being a part of it and being kind of shunned out, and he can't just let it go like that. I mean, he's still competitive. He's one of the best athletes we've ever seen, regardless of sports.
Yeah.
Ever.
He probably missed that.
Yes. Yes. He actually cares.
Yes. And I'm sure he roots for the team now.
Yeah, he cares. Morehouse cares.
Right.
He's from Pittsburgh. He cares.
Right. And these guys, they're foreigners, basically. They don't know us.
No, they don't care at all. They want to make some money.
I still come back on, what the hell was Fenway Sports Group buying? Like, what do they think they were buying? What, they thought they'd make the playoffs the last 3 years, make a little bit more change, I guess. Fine. Fair enough. But what did they think they were buying? They had to know the dark period was coming up. You had to know. Like, what, you're just going to be good forever? It doesn't work that way. Smart people understand that. And here's the funny thing. They ain't done jack on the ice for 3 years, and you go from $900 million to $1.75 billion? Shrewd by them if all it was coming in, making money, and getting out.
Because
they didn't even have to have success. And they're going to almost double the sales price on that. All right, we'll get into your Troy Faltanu take coming up next. The big story at a Steelers World yesterday, Gabriel Davis, he's coming in for a visit today, so we'll get into him and whether or not he would round out, complete that Steelers wide receiver room. First, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Hotter today, high around 87, clear skies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAFGiving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker. Presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.